I wished I could say something profound and amazing. Sometimes I may say something that, you know, it's humorous or, but God's word is amazing. God's word is profound. And I've learned to understand that all wisdom comes from God. And every day we interact with people, different kinds of people from all walks of life. Some have a similar story, but everybody has their own story. Some are inspiring, others are irritating. Some are fascinating and some are frustrating. Some are delightful. Some are delightful to be around. And others are dreadful to be around, I have to tell you. I'm telling the truth this morning, aren't I? The fact is that many of the problems that we have in life are because of the interactions we have with other people. I've heard it said that the problem we have most of the time in our life is other people. Many times it's our own family. Not mine, you know. There are times when we just don't get along with people. There are times when relationships are great and other times when they're really just exhausting. And the truth is, it's very important, though, that we learn how to get along with people. And we can only do that when we're living in godly wisdom. And with godly wisdom, it helps us resolve the problems of this world. Because let me tell you, as long as we're in this world, there's going to be trials, there's going to be problems, there's going to be conflict, there's going to be broken relationships. And that's just the truth of it is, you know. This side of heaven, that's the way it will be. In the book of James, he gives us some very practical advice on how to build relationships with one another. And James tells us that every day that we're planting seeds, seeds of anger, seeds of compassion, seeds of confidence, or seeds of insecurity, seeds of discord, or seeds of peace. And you see, there's many different types of seeds that we can plant. We're all planting seeds every day with every conversation. We have the ability to build people up or tear people down. Planting good seeds is important, though. That's what good disciples do. Knowing how to deal with people, though, takes wisdom. And we all need to learn how to be wise when we build our relationships. Because oftentimes we treat people very foolishly, don't we? Sometimes we provoke the exact opposite behavior that we want to see in other people by the behavior that we portray. And James kind of deals with this, I think, in three different ways. James tells us that what godly wisdom is. James shows us how godly wisdom differs from worldly wisdom. And James details how godly wisdom works in our relationships. So the key verse in building relationships in James is chapter 3, verses 18. It says this, earthly wisdom is doing what comes naturally. Godly wisdom is doing what the Holy Spirit compels us to do. And this should always affect our daily choices. Because if we're honest, so much of what comes naturally is shaped by sin. self, and all the culture that's around us. But what the Holy Spirit compels us to do is really divine wisdom at work in us. In James chapter 3, verse 13 through 18, it says this, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, and of the devil. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find discord or disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness." Man, that's a powerful message, isn't it? Right there. A powerful message. So the first contrast between earthly and godly wisdom is James draws a contrast here. He's earthly wisdom is driven by jealousy and selfish ambition and pride. But godly wisdom is pure and peace-loving and humble and merciful. That Greek word James uses for wisdom is Sophia. The secular Greek culture, Sophia was linked to cleverness and or the skill of life. But James, he redefines this Sophia through the lens of Christ. And godly Sophia is not about clever arguments, it's about character and humility and obedience to God. In earthly wisdom, it's always about me. Look out for number one in my life, right? It's always comes back to focus on what we want. And godly wisdom says, humble yourselves under God's mighty hand. I heard it said that like this, wisdom is the practical knowledge of how to attain true and lasting happiness. He was pointing to the truth that real joy is only found in Christ Jesus. Because earthly wisdom, it promises pleasure, but in reality only produces confusion and every evil work. Godly wisdom leads to righteousness and peace and eternal joy in Jesus Christ. And we can also look at the difference between worldly wisdom and godly wisdom simply like this. One is godly, and James says the other is demonic. And let me tell you, you open your eyes and you see a lot of demonic behavior today. Seems to scare people sometimes when you start talking about demonic things, and it should. One is truthful and the other is lies. One creates order and peace and the other creates confusion and disorder. Church, I have to say right up front, you can't live in an ungodly manner and expect to have peace in your life. And it just doesn't work that way. Your spirit will be always in conflict. It doesn't matter your family status or your wealth. It doesn't. None of that matters because if your spirit's in disorder, you'll be without peace. There's lots of very wealthy, unhappy people. People that even Solomon got to that point. He had everything. And his spirit became disordered. And he had no peace in his life any longer. And when you read Ecclesiastes, you get this vision of where he was at in a very dark place. In this generation, earthly wisdom often comes packaged in self-help books, motivational quotes on TikTok or Instagram or Facebook. We learn a lot there, right? Sometimes it's career strategies where it says do whatever it takes to get ahead. Seems to be the thing here in America, right? But James reminds us that godly wisdom isn't about climbing the ladder of success. It's about kneeling in surrender to Jesus Christ. Godly wisdom is rooted in the fear of the Lord also. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10 says this, fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom. Knowledge of the Holy One results in good judgment. The Hebrew word for fear is yirah. It means reverence and awe and deep respect. And wisdom begins not with human reasoning, but the acknowledge. Let me say it like this: it's acknowledging God and who He is and what He has done in His greatness. He's the creator of all things. We have been created by God Almighty in His image, it says in Genesis. He created man in His image. I heard it once said again, I'd read, the fear of the Lord is not cringing terror, but joyful awe and wonder before the greatness of our God. And that's where wisdom is. That's the soil where wisdom grows. I think of a sailor when he's navigating through the oceans and without stars to see, without being able to fix his eyes on the stars, he is lost without his reference points. And with the fear of the Lord, our fixed point, that's what it is. We drift on the waves of our culture. And godly wisdom is aligning our compass to God's word and walking by the Spirit. Amen? You know, if wisdom begins in fearing the Lord, then our daily prayer must be this: Lord, align my thoughts with your thoughts. Align our thoughts with your thoughts and your desires. Let my desires be your desires as well. And Lord, let that be your will for me. The Spirit and the Word is our teacher to gain wisdom. Without the Spirit, there is no wisdom in your life. Paul reminds us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 and 13. We have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us. Hear that? When we tell you these things, we do not use words that come from human wisdom. Instead, we speak words given to us by the Spirit, using the Spirit's words to explain spiritual truths. That's what Paul said. Godly wisdom in Spirit taught, it's when the Holy Spirit opens our eyes to see what our nature, our natural minds cannot see. Led by the Spirit, discerning by the Spirit, loving by the Spirit, and gaining wisdom by the Spirit. Charles Stanley said it like this, a really good quote. Said the Holy Spirit's role is to reveal God's truth, to remind us of His Word, and to give us the power to obey. Because in this world sees God's Word as outdated, but the Spirit reveals its priceless wisdom to us and to those who believe. Amen. And as modern believers, we must be Spirit-filled Amen. We must seek the Holy Spirit and be word saturated. We need to read the scripture so that we know. Study to show thyself approved is what the Bible says. Know the truth. Why do we need to know the truth? Because our deceiver wants to distort the truth. And if you're not familiar with the word, you might believe the distorted truth and not the real truth. Jesus showed us that example when he was tempted in the wilderness. So we have to be careful and we have to be spirit-filled and we have to desire the Holy Spirit in our lives every day. And because without the Spirit, we fall into earthly reasoning and the philosophical theologies of this culture. Paul addressed that in his time. He went and he debated with the philosophical leaders of the communities. They knew it all. You couldn't tell them anything. And Paul debated the truth of God's wisdom through the power of the Holy Spirit. He couldn't do it on his own. Because with the Spirit and the Word together, we walk in God's wisdom. Christ is the wisdom of God. Ultimately, wisdom is not a concept, but a person, and that's Jesus Christ. Amen? 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24 says, "But to those called by God, salvation, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God." Jesus is the embodiment of divine wisdom. And he's the one who lived perfectly and died sacrificially and rose victoriously. And to follow Jesus is to walk in all that wisdom. Max Lucado, he's written some pretty good books. He wrote this, he said, "The wisest decision you can ever make is to accept Jesus Christ into your life." You can develop a healthy, robust community that lives right with God and enjoys its results only if you do the hard work of getting along with each other, treating each other with dignity and honor. James chapter 3, verse 18, right? Building strong and healthy and peaceful relationships takes work, let me tell you. It takes a lot of work. And in James chapter 3, verse 13, the Message Bible says this. I love what it says. It says, "Do you want to be counted wise? To build a reputation for wisdom? Here's what you do. Live well. Live wisely. Live humbly. It's the way you live, not the way you talk, that counts." Amen? Man, that's great, isn't it? Wisdom displayed in the way you live. Amen? That's the holiness lifestyle that we preach about and we teach about. That holiness lifestyle is not the talk. And it was always said years ago, I can remember, if you talk the talk, you better walk the walk, right? Right? That's right. Wisdom displayed in a way that you live. And wisdom is a lifestyle. Come on now. And if James was to ask you today, "Are you wise?" And you answered yes, he would say, "Then prove it." I think he would. He would say, "Prove it. Let's look at your life." If we all could just look at each other's lives and take an account for what we do every day, would we be wise? Would we check all the boxes and say, "This person's wise"? That'd be a tough test to take, wouldn't it? The whole congregation's gonna going to walk and follow you around all day long and see how you are, right? Ooh, man. Who's signing up on that one, right? It'd be like Big Brother. Be videoing your whole entire life. No thanks, yeah. Except for when you go to the bathroom or in the shower, maybe. Nobody's allowed there. But you know, it's like that in our life. We display a lot of things, but then we have these closets where nobody's allowed. But God is. You can't keep God out of there. He knows everything about you. You see, it's not a matter of what you say. It's a matter of what you do and how you live. And wisdom has more to do with our character than it does with our education or intelligence. Wisdom is a lifestyle. I've seen some people that had very little education. Matter of fact, not even a high school degree, probably not, didn't even make it past the eighth grade, and had more wisdom than they gained a lot of respect because they had a tremendous amount of godly wisdom. And that's what matters the most, isn't it?